Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down south there. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Stuart.
Okay, before we get rolling, I want to give the number in case you get blacked out and you can't listen online. It's 929-477-2293. That'd be a one, obviously. 929-477-2293 is your call-in number. And we've had a lot of trouble. They claim they've got it fixed, but they've claimed a lot of things, and we find out later it's not true. Anyway, Larry, what is going on over there? First of all, the Middle East. That looks like, all of this is engineered, obviously. It's all coming exactly, I believe, as Deep State wants it. And the timing, of course, is up to the Lord, but it almost appears as though... He's saying, all right, go for it. Have it. What do you think?
Yeah, it could very well be. I'll tell you what, I've got so dadgum many notes. Recently, I could start a paper company with them, probably.
But seems
like a lot of movement going on, especially swinging towards the Middle East. However, I've even heard some... stuff we can talk about, over China and Taiwan beginning to come out now, too. And it seems like that all the parts are in play, and maybe within the next couple of weeks or maybe a little more, we're going to see flashpoints begin to go off all around the world from what it looks like.
Well, the Chinese situation, of course, they've already got, Hong Kong. So I suppose it's not a lot for them to, now go after Taiwan. I would imagine that's exactly what they're planning on. And it sounds like Turkey is going after Greece.
Yeah, that's this scenario is really interesting because of the fact that you've got so many allies linked together here. Ironically, and you remember the fact that recently the battles were going on inside Libya. There were Turkish forces there and Turkish mercenaries and certain groups in Libya that were trying to bring down that General Haftar and take the oil and energy center at Sirte, Libya. And, of course, El-Sisi, now this is what's interesting, and I'd like your opinion here in a minute. El-Sisi, he's the president of Egypt,
right.
And he's inserted himself into Libya to fight the Turks. Now what's interesting is Egypt, has an agreement to come to Greece's aid also. Now, and what's odd, and I'm beginning to see some intel in the background that indicate that maybe all along, Erdogan sent a token force, if you will, a portion of his military and mercenaries into Libya to draw Greece's support, which is the Egyptian army, into Libya to fight that force.
Mm-hmm.
When all along he was going to make an invasion into the Greek islands and Greece itself. What do you think?
Wow. Well, he's always wanted to have his Ottoman Empire and extend, we don't really know who Erdogan is.
when it comes to the scriptures. Erdogan also probably has a peace agreement with Russia. Now, you had mentioned that Israel has ties to Greece. Is that a defense pact?
Well, recently, I've noticed this. As a matter of fact, the information, some of it I'm giving you, is the only place I can find it is in Israeli news, because there's such a blackout. If you're looking for any of what we're talking almost in America, you can just laugh and go silly, you know, because there's just not anything. But,
right.
You know, other parts of the world, they're aware. And I did see that the Israeli military and the Greek military had a working deal, self-defense, and also to support each other in any invasions of that region. So you've got the hooks pretty much in Israel here. Either way you go, they're gonna be involved. What's interesting is the fact, now I've got some notes, and I'll just read my notes here in a second. This morning, you know, or last night actually, and then this morning I talked to you about it, there was information came out that while Egypt was busy sending in their forces, because the parliament of Egypt approved El-Sisi's military move into Libya to fight the Turks, and while he's sending his tank forces and bombers in to Libya to do that, suddenly now, and here's some details, this is Hal Turner, and there are, you know, it also is backed up by other sources, says Turkish warships left the Axaz base in Turkey, it's a naval base there, heading toward Greece. Full call to arms in Greece in prep for Turkish army invasion of all Greek islands and Greece itself. Greece has officially notified the United States of its intent to fire upon Turkish ships and troops. And at the same time, there was more intel, and I'm trying to read my notes here again. On the ground side, as of the latest, says Turkey's deployed a large force of special forces troops to Kaz, Turkey, which is directly opposite the Greek island of Castrorizo, says an invasion now considered likely by military intelligence agencies. So Turkey's not only got a large army, he's also got a force of Syrian mercenaries that he's pulled out of, you know, the Syria area, and he sent them to battle the Greeks. And at the same time, latest intelligence seems to indicate that the naval fleet the Turks are moving toward the Greek islands is at least 22 ships. Now, that, with that many ships, Stuart, that's probably going to be armor and troops.
Yes.
And so he's sending in special forces also. So, you know, the interesting thing is that Greece does have some compacts with Israel for defense. And they also were having an agreement with Egypt. So, but Egypt now, suddenly, because of the move in Libya, has tied up some of its military, you know, in the air and on the ground in Libya against the Turks in Libya. So this is a big deal. And what we're finding, ironically, and this is the irony of it, if you will, you've got Turkey, who is a member of NATO, beginning an invasion of Greece, who is a member of NATO, NATO versus NATO. And in the background, now here's a little, you know, remember how that Hillary Clinton and Obama and all that baloney head bunch, how that they set up, remember, they back really. The odd thing is, and I'll put it this way, in Libya, is that the three groups that actually back the ruling party in Libya, that's not Haftar, that's the party that is linked into Turkey, and the three groups is Turkey, Iran, and guess what? The old USA.
That sounds to me. Now, what's going on in Israel in the middle of that mess?
Well,
that sounds like that could go to war too anytime. Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, there's an incredible lockdown in Israel, claiming that it's the coronavirus that's causing it. But I'll tell you what, Stuart, in the background, I'm kind of wondering, and I do wonder occasionally, but I'm just kind of wondering that is it possible that these lockdowns are for some coming, I guess, flashpoints to, you know, they don't want the people all over the world and moving around, and, you know, they want them, you know, pretty close to home, if you will. I'm beginning to think that this is a scenario that's been set into play. In other words, this is a plan. All of these flashpoints are beginning to build up for ignition about the same time. And it seems like Erdogan maybe jumped the gun, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But in Israel now, there is some intelligence that I can't vet. And, of course, listen, to vet this intelligence, I would have to be a Mossad agent sitting in Tel Aviv probably in a bunker. So, you know, anybody don't believe what I'm saying, that's perfectly fine with me. But I'm saying it because there's a good possibility it's really true. And the reason I link it in with that is, you know, over the last few weeks or almost a month now, we've had the most mysterious explosions, things blowing up in Iran.
Yes.
Pipelines are being blown up. Shipyards are being hit. Iranian ships set on fire. All the main, I guess you could say, Al-Quds bases and research centers and et cetera that handles either nuclear or some other type of munitions, they're exploding. These things are every day. Things are blowing up in Iran. Now, there's some intel, and you know, I'm not gonna try to vet it even, because you ain't gonna hear about it probably. But the intel
right.
that I'm hearing is that Israel supposedly is behind this, and they have armed the Iranian resistance inside Iran to try to bring down the regime under the Khomeini. And they have given, the intel I'm hearing is that Israel has given a very, very short window to the Iranian people, the resistance, after arming them, to begin to bring it, to take apart the infrastructure of that regime. And if this fails, and it could only be a few weeks, which we're already into about 3 weeks of this, and if it's only a month. But the reports I'm getting is that at the end of this deadline, which is very narrow, Israel is going to launch a nuclear strike on Iran.
Well, they've and threatened
the reason,
to do
and
that
the reason,
right along.
Yeah,
right?
The reason, though, that I'm getting is, you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm also hearing some jingles of Isaiah 17, because Iran has a lot of infrastructure and missile stuff set up in Damascus, in the region of Damascus. So if they hit Iran proper with tactical nukes or nukes or whatever, they're going to have to take out Damascus probably too. And what I'm lost my train of thought there. I don't know if you ever do that or not. But
I do that all the time. I'm getting old.
Okay, but that seems to be the current plan. And I know what I was going to say. And the planning behind this move, or this urgent move, is the fact that, according to some of the insiders around Netanyahu, is they believe that the left is about to take down the Trump administration, or incapacitate it so much it cannot react to assist Israel, and Israel feels like nukes is all they got left.
Kind of like the Samson option that they've been talking about.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. If we're going to go down, we're going to take as many people with us as we can. And I guess I can understand where Israel's coming from. They've kind of forgotten the God factor, but Isaiah 17 may well remind them of that. And then you've got the Chinese situation going into Taiwan. So we got the Middle East. We have Israel. We have Turkey invading Greece. Then we have Hong Kong already gone. Now they're eyeing Taiwan. And now, what is this deal here in America where we ousted China's diplomats at least from the Houston embassy area. They were burning, obviously, secrets that they didn't want to know. And that's what the Japanese did just before the war. So what do you think is going on down there in Houston and the Chinese situation? That seems to be deteriorating rapidly here in the United States.
Well, it actually does, and it's such a shame that all the Democrats embrace China. And really, actually, Stuart, the Democrats seem to actually be cheering China on to defeat and destroy America. So there you are. We're full of traitors, absolute traitors.
Absolutely.
And anyway, you asked me about the embassy. This is one of Hal Turner's posts this morning. It said Chinese embassy in Houston, Texas, burning documents as Japan did before Pearl Harbor attack. It says U.S. orders Chinese embassy closed and staff to leave the U.S. in 72 hours. And from the information that I've gathered during the day, from what we were just talking about, is the fact that it's being reported, and even Marco Rubio made some comments today, I noted, that said that the U.S. apparently had uncovered a massive spy operation operating out of the U.S. the embassy, the Chinese embassy in Houston, Texas, and said the entire place was one massive spy shop. And they've already, from what I've heard, have issued warrants for some of the Chinese hackers and Chinese spies and the Chinese that were involved. And that's part of why they're shutting it down and actually ordered them out of the country. Now, you know, we also know, Stuart, and some of Rubio's data, was, you know, indicated that, and some from Fox I've heard today, was the fact that We're totally infiltrated. We've got Chinese spies everywhere. Pretty much, if they're a student from China, if they're a worker from China, if they're a company from China, if they're, you know, anything from China, they work for the Chinese army. They're bought and paid for and owned by them, and so they're all spies. You know, I can't even imagine. You know, we seem to be a nation with a death wish, Stuart. I mean, not only do we just try to kill ourselves, I mean, which I guess we've tried to do. America's been trying to cut its own throat now for quite a few years. But
yeah, we really wouldn't need any help from China or anybody else. We're doing a good job on our own.
Oh, man, I mean, yeah, have you ever seen a nation that's actually cutting its own throat and strangling itself at the same time?
Yeah,
it's
they're kind of dancing in the street while they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah, and they don't want any healing. America don't want to heal. I mean, and this is what's interesting, Stuart, you know, and there's a lot of people in the background, though, that have just pretty much given up, it appears, and they've decided that they're going to hunker down and defend their homes, and it's appearing that they're not going to allow Trump at all any leeway to even try to put down a insurgency that's operating right in our middle of our country, all the way across it from coast to coast.
Yeah, and then you got people like Pelosi sitting there saying, well, we're going to get rid of Trump one way or the other. And then she invoked the continuity of government, which is martial law. So something's going on there with Schumer and Pelosi. These people are all committing high treason, and they're getting away with it, and nobody's doing anything about it. So, yeah, America has a death wish, and I want to get into the COVID stuff and the mask mandates and stuff like that a little bit later, but I wanted to switch over to what's going on in Alaska. I mean, I just was on their RSOE site, and in the last hour, 5.5, 5.5, 5.4, I think it is. Let me go look.
Yeah, and I know a lot of the people, Stuart, don't realize, and I saw you did post it, the massive earthquakes we've been having all since last night. in the Alaska Peninsula, you know, I'm hearing from Dutch Sense and some of those that they believe that this is basically magma related to a great degree, and it could awaken some volcanoes.
Yeah, I think this is exactly what's going on. Here's the latest, a 5.2, 5.5, 5.5. Then there was a 3.2 in Alaska, a 3.2 again. And Hawaii, by the way, folks, is rocking and rolling. And that was one that Stan Dale said, keep your eye on. And then another 4.9 and a 4.9 in Alaska. And the last one in Alaska was a 2.8, and that was only 26 minutes ago. Hawaii just had 8 minutes ago a 2.4, and 2.5, 2.5, 3.1, 2.1 Alaska and Hawaii are rocking and rolling. What do you make of that, Larry? I think is this what Stan Dale was warning about?
Well, I don't know, Stuart. What's interesting, too, if you come down on the North American continent, you know, there's also they're having the quakes down as far as Vancouver. And these are offshore, but it seems to be connected. And I know a lot of people, I saw Quail had up a lot of data that USGS and EMSC wasn't posting the real data and the quantity of quakes that are really occurring. And, you know, you saw that RSOE over there, that global incident map, alert map, that thing, it had at least 3.7 and above and sixes, and none of this is showing up. Matter of fact, today in Oklahoma, we're having multiple shocks and earthquakes, swarms in north central Oklahoma, and there are multiple quakes, and there are none of them on USGS or EMSC. So they're hiding a lot of data, Stuart.
Yeah. Well, they don't want people to know what's going on, that's for sure. And there's a tremendous amount going on. Now, I noticed with Dutch Sense, what he was talking about is how they're going to travel down south. And like you said, they're already just off the coast of Vancouver. And I don't know if you remember it, but there was a fellow, I think he came from Australia, kind of a prophet-type person, who said that the Lord had shown him that Vancouver was going to be hit with a major, major quake, and it would rearrange the skyline. And
wow.
He warned that there would be several, what they would consider basically smaller quakes, on Vancouver Island, and they would not pay any attention to it, just normal. And then, bam, this thing would hit. And, of course, Seattle, all the way down through Oregon and California. And you remember Stan Dale's vision of a meteor storm. We could get into that because I understand the last Israeli News Live broadcast, he talked about possible tsunami. Was that from him?
Yeah, what's interesting, and we can get into something else in a minute that may be involved in that, sun activity and
yes.
That not people are not being warned about that's going on, and also magnetic waves that we're not aware of either that appear to be going on. But Israeli News Live, you know, I know we've shared, you know, at least the last few programs that he was talking about. He was moving his entire ministry. He had to get off the East Coast. And he wasn't going, apparently, because I suppose the Lord told him to go. He said he was going because of insiders, people that were inside FEMA and even the White House, and the military, the Pentagon, that he talked to that personally told him, get off the East Coast. They wouldn't be able to keep up the power grid with what was coming. And, you know, we won't go into all that, but you mentioned incoming from the sky, and that's what he was talking about. But the latest one, he had a lot of trouble with his YouTube on the beginning. He had trouble with his audio, which is not shocking. But when he did get it going, he had named it Fireworks Update, and he said coming. And he said that he had got this is the most recent information. He was trying to tell people to relocate, get off the coast on either side of the country. And he said he's been told by FEMA to go to higher elevations and get out of Dodge while you can, because it's shortly going to be where you can't go if you want to go. But he's being told to get at least, at a minimum, 800 to 1,000 feet above sea level. And he's not really letting a lot of information out on the reasons. However, he's set up some place on his website for people to talk to other people that live in higher areas of the country that might offer some land where you could just go to for a refuge of some type. And so, I mean, he's serious about it. He's not, you know, playing any kind of games. And by the way, Stuart, and I like your opinion here, you know, I'm not a big follower of QAnon, and I don't really even know who he is, no claim to particularly, but I was watching something out today by Praying Medic. It's a video, and he had QAnon, and by the way, QAnon's been taken off completely of all the Twitter accounts, and I guess a lot of the social media's shut him down, but he just got out two words that I saw, or two sentences, for our July the 20th message from QAnon. This Praying Medic put it out. I can't vet it, and I sure can't tell anybody it's real, but listen to the two things he says. QAnon said, batten down the hatches, and number two, sunlight kills.
Wow. Now, we do know that there are several plasma events headed our way, and I think they're supposed to get here, what, tomorrow or Friday and Saturday?
Well, I would like a nearer time frame, but I don't know. Space weather and NOAA has been a little bit held in it. They're keeping it close to the vest. They're giving us data like the next two or three days or more. And but there's a number of events. We've had CMEs from the sun, and we weren't even aware we were having CMEs, but we are. And there was at least two on the way, one faster than the other one, which was slow moving. And we were getting some warnings of a glancing blow. And to go along with, as you said, Stuart, plasma events plus two magnetic waves are being picked up inbound.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about the plasma events and how the drawings of cavemen and whatnot long ago were actually discovered to be plasma events that strike the earth. Thor's hammer, for example, the drawings of it, the trident or whatever he called, you know, that big three-pronged thing that he holds.
Poseidon.
Those are plasma events.
Yeah, Poseidon.
Yeah, Poseidon. And those are plasma events that people were witnessing. And if this is true, and these are plasma blobs heading our way, which is what I got out of it, along with, like you said, two high-speed waves of cosmic energy, who knows? But this has got to start sooner or later. And, folks, we're now into, after July 21st, we are now into that five-month period that goes to December 21st that has to do with the zodiac and cosmic events that may well be incoming. And the meteor shower thing and the impact, that sounds like an impact event that he's talking about. And you may remember in Deep Impact the food boxes that they had in the beginning had the Puerto Rico zip code, which may have been a clue, because there was a pastor down in Puerto Rico, and I guess he's had a lot of visions over the years, and they, as I understand it, they have been very, very accurate. And he said that there was going to be an impact event off Puerto Rico. and it would all but devastate most of Puerto Rico, and the only people that would survive would be those higher in the higher elevations. But the resulting impact, if you go on Google and you take a look at the maps, world map, and go to Puerto Rico and take an impact event just off the island, it would cause a huge tsunami that would all but wipe out Florida, Alabama, the panhandle of Florida, and probably parts of Texas, and even go into the east coastal regions. And with the earthquakes in Hawaii, if that island were to break, part of that island were to break off, and they already have the rifts developing, they actually can see them. Big, big rifts are developing, which would indicate that that part of the island, I can't remember the name of it now, if that dropped off, it would create a mega tsunami that would come all the way across and hit the west coast of the United States. Now, these series of earthquakes, they issued a tsunami warning, but as far as I know, minor tsunamis, you know, maybe a couple feet wave or something like that, but nothing great. Have you heard any more about that?
No, I just heard that a small tsunami hit the Alaskan coast there. But as far as coming on down to the west coast of the U.S., I hadn't heard anything at all.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I want to read something now. We're getting off. By the way, the Schumann residence, folks, it's very erratic. And we read about the bots and the sun disease, and we've also read about ocean disease, and how things are going to really start to change. And here, I want to read something to you. This is from a Benjamin Fulford. Antarctica bombshell. World intelligence agencies think we live in a matrix controlled by an artificial intelligence. I'll read that to you again. World intelligence agencies think we live in a matrix controlled by an artificial intelligence. Part of this, I think, is from deciphering. They have found some huge underground buildings. I think they're like 2 miles under the ice, and they've tunneled down in there. And they have found all these hieroglyphic writings on the walls. And it wouldn't surprise me if they have not interpreted part of this. We'll get into this on Friday. I don't want to talk about it too much, but there are frequency changes and a lot of things are happening all at once. Anyway, in this article, he says, it led me to meet with very senior intelligence agency and secret society sources who explained the concept of humanity being stuck in a matrix created by an artificial intelligence of unknown origin. They say this AI may well be evil or possibly insane. Now, I'll get into this on Friday, but you should be getting the clue already. It is time to look at the evidence of this for this proposition. If it is true, then the only way to liberate humanity will be to defeat this rogue AI. The ancient Greek Illuminati believed that whatever entity caused so much destruction was evil and needed to be overthrown. Think the Battle of Armageddon, folks. In other words, they believed the suffering and misery of this world would only be ended when its creator was overthrown. Then they go, the artificial intelligence being in charge of the planet. Pentagon Defense Intelligence Agency had also come to the conclusion we were dealing with some sort of AI. They noted that something was preventing humanity from leaving the Earth. Now, that's why I wrote those books on frequency 1, 2, and I'm still working on 3. Folks, Jesus Christ came into this planet and he said, you are in a prison. You are under lockdown, a real lockdown. Nobody gets out of here alive. Everybody dies. So mankind's been speculating for centuries and centuries. Where does one go when they die? Well, Jesus told you where people go when they die. We're under lockdown. And the reason for the lockdown is the knowledge of good and evil. The whole universe is under a lockdown. The Bible says so very clearly. The whole creation is groaning under the curse of this lockdown. Well, now they're coming out and saying, well, yeah, we really are in a prison. It's an AI prison. What they're not really saying is, okay, let's say we are a computer simulation, and it's all just digital and frequency. Who made the computer that's doing the digitals? You know, it's kind of like that age-old question, well, we were created by aliens who came here. They seeded us here. Okay, that's fine. Who created the aliens? Well, another race must have created them. And they keep going backwards. Only problem with that is you never answer the question. Which came first, chicken or the egg? So which came first, aliens? We don't know. We do know one thing. The Bible teaches creation. It does not teach evolution. And it also teaches that as there is a strong delusion, and the apex is the arrival of so-called aliens, when in reality, they aren't aliens at all. They are quantum jumpers. They are, what would you say, dimensional jumpers. They're posing as coming from other star systems. The Book of Enoch says they're shapeshifters. They can take on any form they want. I don't know if any of you have watched Star Trek, but in one of the movies in Star Trek, Spock, I believe it was, and Admiral Kirk were sentenced to a prison on some asteroid that had to be mining, and they ran into a shapeshifter. This is real. I know it's hard for people to get around it, but there is. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
I was just laughing when you said it's hard to wrap your mind around it. One thing I'll just make a comment, though. You were talking about Fulford's information of them interpreting some ancient writings they discovered under Antarctica. Remember where Stan Dale said Antarctica came from? It came from up in that region, between the, Africa region up by the Middle East. And
yep.
He said, remember that I guess you could say asteroid that struck there. Remember he said it shoved that portion of the fallen ones, including their cities, all the way down and froze solid in Antarctica. And so what they're reading is probably from the fallen ones, and we know who that is. And
yep.
Oddly enough, AI, to anybody, any human, AI would be anything other than human thinking, which to me is not all that high up anyway, actually. But this is interesting because that's fallen one information they're reading and data that we're getting, and we know who the fallen ones are.
Yep, this is part of the strong delusion. The Lord is unlocking this final phase of the deception of the human race because they rejected the simplicity of Jesus Christ, the simplicity of his coming into the matrix, giving us the message, saying he alone had the key to get out and gave us the instructions on how we come to him to get the key. And he will unlock it and we get out. And, of course, Deep State and the rest of them are totally apostate. They don't believe any of what the Bible has to say, which is a shame as far as the truth is concerned, but they have rejected it. So really, what they're saying here, too, is that what they are calling AI, some people are calling God. So what they're really saying is that God is an AI. Now, this is very, very interesting in view of where we're headed, because COVID-19 is AI operated. It's a scam, and it's a total scam. It's not that this COVID-19 isn't real. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they're piggybacking the new world order, lockdowns, and total authority on COVID-19. And the whole thing is a scam. In fact, the death rate of COVID-19 is infinitesimal compared to what is normally in a bad influenza season. And more scientists and more doctors are coming forward and saying, don't even wear masks. They're dangerous. They don't help you. And I think Trump's probably going to come out tomorrow and mandate a universal mandate to everyone wearing a mask. They're heading in that direction. And it's just too bad that people are in kind of a domestic emotional state and they're not looking at true scientific data. And that data is overwhelming, that this whole thing is being hyped for one purpose, and that is total control over the world. They're making their move. And I saw an article where Bill Gates is denying he ever said that this was going to be mandatory and all that, which is a total lie. We have all the articles in which he did say it. We've got some video where he said it. these people are getting caught. But unfortunately, the vast majority of Americans evidently can't even ask a simple question. And it's just amazing to me. He says in this article, the source also said that MJ-12 had concluded that all UFO-related incidents ultimately would trace themselves back to an AI. Isn't that interesting, Larry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we're headed for. We're headed for a new world order. Guess what it is? AI. You're being herded into a beehive collective. That's what it's all about. It's control. Total control. That's what the mark of the beast really is. It's total control. But like the mystery masonry said, we got to have chaos, I mean really utter chaos, in order to get the people to acquiesce to the New World Order. Well, they've kind of acquiesced as it is. I don't think we need any more chaos. American people have bowed the knee. What do you think, Larry, before we shut down?
Yeah, I think pretty much the American people in mass have just surrendered. I don't even know why we need any big wars. We seem to be kind of toast anyway, you know, and it's self-imposed toasting.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. I marvel at it, that the people just will not. Well, it's like Celeste said, 90% of the people in America, even if they knew it was going to their death and going to their children's death, will not fight back. So that's a spell. That's a satanic witchcraft spell that's been cast over the American people. Basically, it's for Christ rejection. That's what this whole thing is about. Even the Christians have rejected basically what Jesus ordered them to do to get out of the matrix. They won't do it. So I guess if you won't do it, you got to stay in the matrix and take what's coming. And this is going to be awful. Very horrific stuff, I think, is just beginning. This Alaskan quake situation, I think, is a domino, and there's much more coming. Any last word, Larry?
Yeah, I would just say that, Stuart, at this point, it seems like the delusion is so grand, the only people we're really reaching anymore is just a remnant.
Yep, that's it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And Lord willing, we'll be back Friday night with some more interesting stuff. Anyway, good night, folks.